I seen this on the board, and I remembered looking at it. Brother Dwayne had showed me a couple weeks ago. Mountaintop Baptist Church, which is 1549 U.S. 21 South in Sparta. This service is called the Third Annual Victory Week from July the 6th through the 11th. It will be at the old Allegheny Chevrolet building. Morning services, Sunday through Friday at 10 a.m. Evening services will be Sunday, 6 p.m., Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. And there's a whole list of preachers and that will be preaching this coming week. And Pastor Ricky Cawthron and congregation want to invite all that can attend to come. And if you've got any questions that's not on this sheet, you can call. I'm sure that's Brother Ricky's phone number there, and ask anything. I'm sure he'll be able to help you. But from the looks of those that'll be preaching, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful week. And I've heard all but just one or two of these preachers, and our pastor, will be one of those preachers preaching that week, or this coming week. So do remember that, and pray. If you can't go, pray that God will just move in the midst of each and every service and each and every heart. Amen. Is there any other announcements that need to be made this morning? Scotty's got a birthday. Had one yesterday. Amen. Amen. And I see there's Shirley and Kevin had an anniversary. Is that correct? All right. So let's pray for them. And are we going to sing Happy Birthday? Sure. We need to, don't we? We need Scotty to stand up then, don't we? We don't need to stand up, but we need him to stand up, right? We can sing sitting down. Okay, amen. Somebody want to start us? Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. We appreciate that. Amen. Any other announcements this morning? Yes. Yes, let's do remember all those that are not here and those that are traveling, vacation. Let's pray God would just keep them safe. And we thank you all so very much for praying for us that God would keep us safe. Amen. And even during the storm, we were actually away from the place that we stayed during the storm. And we thought... I guess the ladies thought it'd be safer to be at the mall. Amen. But there was actually a tree that fell on our own condo, but no one was hurt. It was just facial damage. So we do thank each and every one of you for praying for us. Amen. Amen. Maybe somebody has a song upon their heart this morning. What y'all look at me for? I'm not going to sing, amen? No, I'm just kidding. Nobody singing this morning? Amen. They act like they're still in school. I mean, this is summertime, school's out, and amen. Everybody's supposed to be excited about the summer, aren't they? Amen. No one singing this morning, all right. Maybe somebody has a praise report or just want to stand up and thank God this morning. Amen. Y'all can tell I'm trying to buy some time, can't you? Amen. Thank you. Miss Vicki. Let's do remember this, amen. And is there any restrictions on her visitation? She's at Westwood Hills, room 216. So let's do remember that. If you get a chance to go by and see her, amen. Someone else this morning. Someone else this morning. All hearts free. Amen. Well, if there's no one else, if you've got your Bibles with you this morning, I invite you to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Y'all pray very hard for me this morning. I don't know if vacation is a good thing for me or not. I sit around and do too much thinking when I'm on vacation. And just the thought that the God has put upon my heart this past week. And just ask you to pray for the service this morning. Pray that God would just give us guidance on this. Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, starting in verse 1. If you found your place, I invite you to stand for the reading and for the reverence of God's Word. Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, and verse 1. The Bible says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace." In verse 9, the Bible says, "What profit hath he that worketh in that therein he laboreth?" I'm going to ask the Lord's blessing upon this service. Let us pray. Our Father which art in heaven, God, we come to you once again, Father Lord, just thanking you and praising you, God. Lord, that you gave us this opportunity just to come and worship you, Father. Lord, we just pray for all the many prayer requests that have been spoken. God, we just pray, Lord, that you'd be with each and every one. God, you know we're in need today. Those that are going through surgeries and treatments, those that are sick. God, we just pray for your mighty hand to be upon them, Father, Lord. Lord, most of all, God, we just pray for your will to be done in their lives, Father. And Lord, I just pray, God, as we open your word and study your word, Lord, that you just speak to our hearts, Father, Lord, your holy word, and help us, Father God, Lord, as we go through this upcoming week, Father God, Lord, just to take your word and apply it to our life, Father God, that we may just be closer to you, Father, Lord, today than we was yesterday, Father and God. We just give you all the praise, honor, and glory in everything in our lives and everything that we can do, Father God, Lord, just to do a service for you, God. We just pray you to lead, guide, and direct us. Lord, we love you and thank you. For it's in Jesus Christ's name we do so humbly pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. As we were on vacation this past week, I began to think about the simple word time. And this verse or these verses here in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3 gives us a time for everything. But I just started thinking about the simple word time and what it means. And from the beginning of time, time has been recorded. Amen. There's not a second that's went by upon this earth or in this universe that's not been recorded by God. But I just began to think about time and how precious time is. But thinking about time, when time passes by, if you're looking at your watch and you look at how much time passes by in just a few minutes, when it passes by, it's gone. You can never recover that time again. It is gone forever, but not lost or forgotten, because God records this time. And He is still recording time in heaven as He did in the beginning of time when He created the heavens and the earth. But I begin to think about time, and I ask myself, am I making full use of what time God has gave me? And I just begin to think about this. And as Christians, God expects us to be good stewards of our time as much as He expects us to be good stewards of our money, good stewards of our church. He expects us to take care of those things that need to be taken care of in a timely manner. Amen. But sadly, time is probably one of the most wasted substances here on this earth. I waste a lot of time, amen. And probably one of my hardest things that has been for me since I began pastoring is time management. It seems like I have everything just all running together and just get bundled up. But God's helping me with that, and I thank God for it. But if you think about time, everything that we do takes time. Amen. If we want to watch TV, it takes time. Amen. If we sit down to read the Bible, it takes time. If we bow on our hands and knees and pray, it takes time. Amen. But God expects us to spend time with Him. Amen. That's the most important thing that we can do, is spend time with God. The second most important thing that we can do is spend time with our family. And how do you think that God feels when we spend time with our family, spending time with Him? Amen. I mean, you heard the old saying, killing two birds with one stone. Amen. That's exactly what we do when we spend time with Him, spending time with our family. So how much time do we have here on this earth? Nobody knows. No, the Bible says so many things in different verses about time. In Acts chapter number 1 and verse 7, the Bible said, "It is not for you to know the times nor the seasons." Amen. There's not a person here that I believe knows how much time they have on this earth. But to tell you how valuable time is, in 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse 8, the Bible says, "One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." That's very valuable. God values time, amen? And if anybody would ask, I'm just going to throw this out there, do I believe that God created heaven and earth in a literal 24 hours? I do, amen? I believe it was 1 week. I believe that was the foundation of time, amen? Matthew chapter number 25 and verse 13, it says, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Amen. And I thank God for that. Could you imagine if you knew when Jesus Christ was going to step out on the cloud and call His children home? Can you imagine what the life that we would live probably if we knew that? Can you imagine the life that we would live if we knew when our time here on earth was up? Can you imagine? There's probably not a person in this world, if they knew exactly what time that they were going to depart from this earth, they would just go on this extravagant vacation. Amen. There's probably not a person that wouldn't think about that. Well, if I only had just a few weeks to live, or just a short amount of time, what I would do to just get away and spend time with my family. During this week, as God put this in my heart, and as I begin to think about this, there was a story that come across, and it was a very, very troubling story. And as Lisa began to look at this on the news, on the computer, I began to pull it up and read about it for myself. And you can do the same. You can go on today.com, I believe it was, or abc.com, and you can read about this story for yourself. But I'm going to give you a story that I came across this week, or that we came across, that took place back in March of this year. And you just have to bear with me on this, and just pray for me, amen. This story is about an 11-year-old and her daddy. And this 11-year-old girl from California walked down the aisle with her daddy in a tear-jerking ceremony that pronounced the pair daddy and daughter. The father said it was not easy to do, let me tell you, but I wouldn't change it for the world, said Jim Zetz, who has stage 4 pancreatic cancer and is expected to live only a few more months. Jim was diagnosed with cancer this past October. As doctors explained, it was fast growing and too late to do anything, Jim's wife, Grace, explained. After suffering through 3 months of chemotherapy, Jim opted to stop treatment and enjoy the months he has left. Now, can you imagine this dad, husband, as he began to get this news and with this fast-growing cancer, as the treatments were just about to kill him? And can you imagine what was going through his mind at this time? The doctor says there's nothing else that they can do. If he opts to stop treatments, that he is going to die. Now, you can imagine, put yourself in his shoes, where you would want to go, what you would want to do. I know we all make plans, and I think about Tanner and Devin as their plans to go on big fishing trips or big hunting trips in their life, and I hope God blesses them to be able to do that. But what is the most important thing that we could do if we were put in this situation? Could it be to go to Hawaii or Bahamas or do something extravagant like that? Or what would God have us to do in our lives? Jim says it's been hard. His diagnosis was very aggressive, and everything has happened so quick. I'm sorry, his wife said. They said they set goals to do something every week. Josie was their daughter of 11 years old and was unaware of anything that they were planning or anything that was going on. And I'm sorry if I hand wrote this out, so I'm sorry if I'm a little scattered. But Josie was unaware of what had been planned for her until the day of the ceremony, which took place on March 28th, the day after her birthday. When she was told that she'd have a chance to have her dad walk her down the aisle, Josie was overwhelmed but wanted to do it because she knew how much it would mean to her daddy. Pastor Gary officiated the ceremony and told Josie, "Your dad may not get to see you get married." Could you imagine? Could you imagine if this man knows just about the time that he's going to die? But the most important thing to him was not going on some extravagant vacation with his family, but fulfilling the dreams of a little girl. Pastor Gary told Josie, "Your dad may not get to see you get married, but he is here today to walk you down the aisle." Says Jim was so happy to have had the chance to fulfill the cherished father-daughter tradition. Down the road, this will mean a lot to her. No one ever thinks of the celebration of that person until they have died. These moments are so special with the family while that person is still here and they get to enjoy these moments together. Can you imagine having to know the time that you're going to leave this earth? What would you do? The Bible says, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh and a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. For everything there is a season. Verse 9 it says, what profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, and men should fear before him. As I begin to look at this, and I begin to think about the story of a man that here is just gave a few months in his life, and how he knows when just about the time that he's going to have here on this earth, and with his family, the most important thing to him was fulfilling a little girl's dream and trying to. There's pictures online that you can look, and there were Bibles laid out, and how he had turned to God during this time to help him and give him the strength. And that was the important thing with him and his family, was that they had spent time together and spent time with the Lord, and it wasn't taking some extravagant vacation. I just begin to think, how are we as Christians are managing our time? How am I managing my time? I tell you, it's hard sometimes when you're a preacher, because God begins to deal in your life, and you think, well, okay, how I know this is exactly what you'd have me to preach today, but how do I preach it? How do I tell this story and integrate it into Ecclesiastes chapter number 3? But there is a time for everything, and the most invaluable thing that we have as Christians here on this earth is time, amen? The most valuable, the most precious thing that God has given us next to salvation is time, and how we manage our time is a very important thing in our life. And if we don't give God His time, then we're robbing ourselves of what God wants for us, amen? And how we can spend time with our family. If we don't spend time with our family, spending time with God, how we're robbing ourselves and our family of that precious time. I tell you what, once 12 o'clock gets here, and it's almost here, so I'm not going to keep you much longer, amen? So once that time gets here, 12 o'clock on July the 6th is gone forever. Once it comes and goes, it's gone. We can't get it back, amen? As many times as I've gotten the car and drove home, thought, boy, if I could just preach that over again, I wouldn't make such a mess out of it. Amen. But see, the time that we have is right now. And we've got to ask ourselves, are we doing what's the most important thing that God would have us to do? Amen. I believe those that are here this morning, God wants us to be in church, does He not? Amen. He wants us to spend time with Him in church. But are we spending time with our family, spending time with God? Amen. That's one of the most important things that we can do. And the reason we don't know the times nor the seasons that God has gave us is because we would probably do like some that have only given a short time to live. Probably go live out a dream in Paris or Europe or somewhere, whatever their dream is, instead of spending time with God. So I believe that as God has gave us time to spend with Him, we need to spend that time with Him. Amen. I believe as Christians that we need to be good stewards of the time that God has given us. Amen. I believe God would have us to do that. I believe God would want us to do that. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. And of course, we know there's verse 2 there, there's a time to be born. But it also says there is a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. And I begin to think, one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Think about the time that we have on this earth and the time that we're going to get to spend in heaven with Him. The Bible says that we have an account, and that account's not here on this earth. That account's in heaven. And the things that we do on this earth, it gets deposited into that account. Amen. The things that we do for the glory of God, they become deposited in that account. They become recorded in one of the books in heaven. Amen. The things that we do here on this earth for the glory of God, one, takes time. Amen. It may take time away from Tanner's fishing. Amen. It may take time away from doing something that we enjoy to do here on this earth. But what's the most important thing? That we make sure that we spend time with God. Amen. Now that's going to be recorded in heaven. I think about Jim Zetz as his 11-year-old daughter, as they walked down the aisle. Jim knew that he's not going to have much time here on this earth. But one of the things that he wanted to do was wanted it recorded. Everything that was done, they weren't a rich family. They were from California, but they weren't rich. Everything was donated to them. The wedding cake, her little wedding dress, and the jewelry, and the makeup, and the hair. Everything was donated to them. And the one thing that he wanted to give his daughter was to know on her wedding day that she could go back and she could watch as they, and like she's already said that she wanted it played at her wedding on a big screen as she walked down the aisle that she was walking with her daddy. And I just thought about that, and I thought about, you know, here you've got a man that's getting ready to lose his life, be taken from this earth, and not be a part of his family no more here on this earth. And he could have done anything he wanted to. But he looked down to the simple things of life. And one of those things was giving his daughter away. And if I'm not mistaken, it was the only child he had. And he walked her down the aisle knowing in just a few months that he wasn't going to be here on this earth. And I just began to think, like I've said, you know, about time and how much time do we have. If you knew the time that you had right now here on this earth, what would you do? Amen. I know one of the things that I would do, I would go to my family members that don't go to church, that are not saved, and I would try to talk to them. That would be one of my goals in life. Some people might call it a bucket list, but amen, I believe it's just doing the things that God would have us to do. Amen. And one of those things I believe in my heart would be to go to my family members. I've got some that grew up going to church and converted to being Catholics and all kinds in my family. And it just breaks my heart. But I sit back and why is my heart broken when I've never taken the time to go through them and talk to them while I have the time here on this earth? Why is that? I don't know. I can't answer that. Laziness? My fishing or TV shows or whatever it was has gotten in the way. So we've got to be good stewards of our time Because the Bible says, for every time, there is a season. And for every purpose, there is a season. And thank God that we don't know when. Some people get the opportunity to know, but most of us don't have the opportunity to know. But God knows, and I believe God would have us to be good stewards of that time and do the things that He would have us to do. It is not for you to know the times nor the seasons. But the Bible does say, and I believe I've already read this one, watch therefore. He says, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We need to watch. We need to be guardians of the watchtowers, if you could say. Those that are sitting on the watchtower watching for the Lord coming. We need to watch. We need to stay alert. And we need, I believe with all my heart, that we need to take time and do that God would have us to do. Because we're not promised another minute. I believe as I begin to think about this and this past week, so many times I've made the remark in a service that if you walk out of this door, to those that are lost, but I say this to the Christians too, if you walk out of this door, you don't know when the Lord's going to take you home. None of us do. But are we doing that God would have us to do with our time? I tell you, sometimes, like I said, vacation is bad for me because I just sit around and I think and maybe I'm overanalyzing this. Maybe I'm just looking at it some off-the-wall way. But I believe God would have us to be good stewards of our time. As much as I like to do nothing and sit and watch TV, amen. It's fun, is it not, Dwight? I like to do it. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes when everybody was out at the pool, I just sat there and watched TV. And I'm kind of crazy. I watch the History Channel a lot, but that's what I like. But I just thinking about time, and God has gave us this precious time. Time is precious. Life is precious. God has gave this to us. And He wants us to be good stewards of it. And I think so many times I could look back. If I had it to do over again with my grandmother, I would see it and I would read the Bible to her. Because she was one of the most spiritual women that I ever knew in my life, next to my mom. And if I could go back, I just want to sit down and read the Bible to her. See, I don't have that time now. She's not here. I believe God would have us to be stewards of His time. I can't say that enough because time is so valuable and time is so precious. You ask a lost person or somebody that doesn't go to church what they would do if they knew that their end was near? It'd be a big party for them, wouldn't it? But see, for Christians, it's not about. It shouldn't be about pleasing ourselves. It should be about pleasing Him. Amen. Are you being a good steward of your time with God, with your family, with God? To everything there is a season, a time, to every purpose under the heaven. Let us stand. I'm going to ask Miss Connie if she would come to the piano. As she begins to play, every head bowed and every eye closed. I don't know how God has dealt with your heart on thinking about how precious time is. I know how He's dealt with my heart and how He's burdened my heart to do that He would have me to do that would be pleasing unto Him. I know this is not a normal service or a normal preaching or whatever you'd have, but God says this is what we need for the hour, to know that to everything there is a season and time to every purpose under the heaven. Time. Time that we may not have much of. Time that we need to be good stewards of. Time that we need to be spending with God. Time that we need to be spending with our family, with God. How about you today? This altar is open. I don't know how God's burdened your heart about this, but I know in my heart He wants me to spend more time doing that that would be pleasing unto Him. How about you today? How about you today? Would you come? How about you today? Maybe somebody needs to come to the altar and just want to thank God for the time that He has given. How about you today? How about you today? How about you today? How about you today? Would you come? Before the song ends, maybe you just need to come to the altar and pray. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, God, we just thank You so very much, Father, Lord, for the time that You have gave us here on this earth. God, I just pray, Father, Lord, that You'd help us to be good stewards of it. God, just help us, Father, Lord, to spend more time with You, Father. And Lord, for the opportunities, God, that You've gave us, Father, Lord, to spend time with our family, Father, Lord, we just pray, God, that You'd lead, God, and direct us, Father, God, Lord, maybe to go to those that are lost or our friends, our loved ones that may not go to church, Father God, let them have some time with You, Father Lord. I just pray, God, that You'd help us, Father Lord, as we go through this walk of life, Father God, Lord, not to take it for granted, Father God. Lord, that we have time on this earth to do that, that would be pleasing unto Thee, Father. But Lord, Father Lord, we just pray, God, that You'd help us, Lord, once again, to be good stewards of it. And God, I just thank You for the times past, Father Lord, that we're able to spend with those loved ones that have passed on from us, Father. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you'd lead, guide, and direct us, Father Lord, to spend that time with those family that we have left. God, we just thank You and praise You. And Lord, I just ask You to go with us today. Lead, guide, and direct us. Lord, move in the midst of the service tonight, Father. Lord, we just pray You'd save those that are lost and reclaim those that are backslidden against You. God, we thank You and praise You. For it's in Jesus Christ's name we do so humbly pray. Amen. Anything on anybody's heart? Amen. Amen. All hearts free.